What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
If there are two things mom will like this Mother's Day, it's a spa treatment or a day on the golf course. At Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca, change it up and purchase a resort gift card this year. Call 630-773-1400 or visit eaglewoodresort.com.
The trucking industry leader since 1935 already has more miles, more home time options, and better equipment for drivers. And now, we're boosting driver pay in our van division. Increases of up to 3 cents per mile are now in effect for team and solo drivers of all experience levels, in addition to great benefits and bonus opportunities. See what Schneider can do for you and apply to get your pay raise at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Whew, what a party.
But look at the walls, John. So many stains.
Oh, yeah, but...
You know what this means.
Val, we...
Time to repaint.
Val.
What, John?
We used Valspar Reserve, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It's super stain resistant and scrubbable. See, the walls are perfect.
Oh, yeah.
But if you still want to repaint...
Yeah.
Valspar Reserve Paint and Primer with Hydrochroma technology. Now the colors you love stay the colors you love. Exclusively at Lowe's.
The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We're the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Blackhawks can close out the Wild tomorrow night after winning Game 3 last night. Craig Crawford stopped all 30 shots he saw.
I think he settled down. I think he came back and, coming in Game 6 against Nashville. You know, game's on the line. Did what he had to do to get the win. Get some confidence off of that. And he's been rock solid in this series. So we're very happy with how he's handled things, and we look back to the regular season, how good he's been, like the way he's been all year.
That's Coach Q there on his goalie. Patrick Kane scored the game's only goal in the Game 3 1-0 win. Game 4 is tomorrow in Minnesota at 8:30. The Bulls are looking to go up 2-0 on the Cavs. Cleveland plays without J.R. Smith, who will return for Game 3 in Chicago. Tristan Thompson starts in place of Mike Miller for Cleveland. It's a 6 p.m. tip tonight at Quicken Loans Arena. The White Sox are hoping to build off last night's 5-2 win over Detroit with Chris Sale making the start. The Tigers send Alfredo Simon and his 4-1 record. Also has a 3.13 ERA. He'll always be Carlos Cabrera to me. If you don't remember who that is, look that up. Pre-game here on The Score with Chris Ronji starts at 6:35. Javi Guerra was reinstated from the 15-day DL, then designated for assignment. The Cubs have dropped their first two games in St. Louis, and tonight John Lester looks to end the Cubs' four-game losing streak. He'll be opposed by Lance Lynn. Also, some roster moves made today by the Cubs. Justin Grimm was activated from the 15-day DL. Matt Caesar was called up from Iowa. Junior Lake was sent back to Iowa. And Anthony Varvaro was designated for assignment. The Bears agreed.
That name's working you over the last couple days, isn't it?
It is, and it really shouldn't, but it is. And then, you know, whatever.
It's sort of like the horse Barbaro, except with V's, right?
Yeah, but I always want to put the emphasis in the wrong spot, and then what I do is I just stumble over and sound like another update person. So.
Let's call him Tony V.
Hey! Oh!
Anthony V.
You don't want to be Barbaro.
No,
he'd be dead.
That's a bad spot.
They did designate it for assignment. I don't know what that means. Totally.
Barbaro?
Anthony V.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe they took care of him. Who knows?
They might have.
I just recently got him. I don't know. Buyer's remorse and you just shoot the guy. It's bad. So anyway, Junior Lake's gone. Anthony V's gone. Matt Caesar's back up from Iowa. So is Justin Grimm. Bullpen's been bad lately. The Bears agreed to terms with first-round pick Kevin White today. late yesterday, that was after this show ended, Adrian Amos and Jeremy Langford also agreed to contracts. Those are four-year types. Rookie minicamp starts Friday. Dan and Terry will be there to give you all the details on Monday. And
yes, we will.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. I thought I read that. It was an email from Mitch. It was on the subject line.
Yeah, they're driving the draft party bus over there now.
How was that? Never even asked you.
It was unbelievable.
Did you have a good time with all your listeners?
It was everything you thought it would be and more. The stories. I don't know. Sometime off the air.
You going to regale Gail us of those stories? Maybe this Friday?
Oh, I mean, there were some things that just legendary.
Any shirtless members of the party bus?
Legendary. Yeah, it's the kind of thing where, you know, afterward.
Oh, I shouldn't bring that up with you, sir.
Afterward, you gotta just reconcile the person you ended up being with the person you thought you were. There's a time for experimentation, man.
I think we know exactly who you are.
Hey, can we use this for every update from now on during the show?
I really don't like
the other
Mr. Six
update song.
Music.
Yeah. Let's use this one, at least for today.
Finger Boys.
It is a Stuff and Things Wednesday, so. Hey, the Deflategate report was released today, and I'll save you all the reading on it because their conclusion is that Tom Brady may have known that his balls were deflated.
There's a chance.
Yeah, there's a small chance Tom Brady knew his balls were deflated.
And Ted Wells is also going to give a 250-page report on whether or not football might be bad for you.
Right. Bottom line is, Tom, stop deflating your balls. Tom.
Absolutely. No, it's very serious. This is a very serious, topic.
Serious business.
Deflated balls is very serious.
It's not serious. It's not trivial. Serious.
Your balls are not serious.
On the next episode of Boars and Bernstein.
Breaking our own balls.
What do you guys think? This song, rest of the day?
Oh, for the entire show. Not even updates. Just playing it.
Oh, I would love it. It would be a lot more entertaining.
It's good.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. It's a place where we all should go, actually. I have it right here. Stop holding up your... I forget one time, and all of a sudden, I'm like a guy that doesn't want to do updates.
Yeah, Tanny, who do you think he is?
Yeah, it's Abanacola is the last
name.
Put
on air, just, got to make sure.
Oh, was I on the air? Sorry. I didn't know the mic was still on. Hey, everybody. Now it's time for yesterday's King of the Day, brought to you by King of Queens. Catch the hilarious comedy weeknights at 11 p.m. on WCIU, the U. Yesterday's King of the Day was Corey Crawford, 30 saves and a 1-0 shutout over the Minnesota Wild. Again, falling in second place just by one vote. My guy, the Tan Man, Chris Tannehill.
Again?
Yeah.
Wow.
One vote.
Always a bridesmaid.
A 30-save, 1-0 shutout will do it for you. And we're finding that one clinching vote is always Joe Dredge. I don't know what's going on there, but
backroom political dealings.
Well, he's a big hockey guy, that's why.
Sheldon Adelson super PAC money.
Leave him out of this. I don't know who that is. I wish we were streaming this show live on video because you've been dancing the entire time this song's been on.
I like to dance. I feel the rhythm of the lambada.
You always look like sprockets during the winter when you have your black turtlenecks on.
The forbidden dance.
Sprockets. It's time to dance.
Always time to dance in the studio. That's
half
why.
Sprocket.
Is there a guest here or anything or no?
For what? This show?
Yeah.
Who do you think that would be?
Yeah,
that
was, if you got one in mind, feel free to call one.
No, that was Monday.
Yeah. There's a lot of guests on Monday.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball, and actually the radio home for stupidity, this show.
Hello.
The next game on the score is tonight, 6:35, when the Sox take on the hated Detroit Tigers. 6:70 the score, and 6:70, great! That's where I thought you were going. 6:70 the score, and 670thescore.com. We are, believe it or not, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by my guy, St. Charles Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.
Scores and Bernstein.
At it again.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on the score.
There's so much to figure out.
Right.
The Cavs will win games in the series simply by sheer force of will and talent.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the Bulls are going to keep getting good shots.
Pow, pow, pow. You got to guard him, don't you, or no?
Yeah, because...
Do you need to guard him at all?
If he shoots from 15 feet from up top, it's automatic.
Yeah, so I don't...
It's like
those are things that you should have known months ago. Let me say, what did he just do? I just think the most basic part of the game, what the Bulls do and how they do it, he didn't have a grasp of it. You just didn't have the flow you need offensively to beat the Bulls.
Boars and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Crystal Lake in Hall, you're on The Score. Hi, Paul.
How you doing, guys? I wanted to weigh in very briefly. Good morning, Terry. I agree with...
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Bores.
Did he get in the air? And
Bernstein.
Thoughts and prayers.
I just got away.
Bores and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You do indeed have Bores and Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We talked a lot of transition and a lot in the first hour of the show, what we had in the first hour of the show, about the Bulls and where they're at right now. And I think there's still somehow, like most things that we do here, there's always a misunderstanding or somebody doesn't understand or somebody's just angry for no reason.
This is not a difficult one.
No,
this is
easy.
This is pretty simple.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. And it happens at all walks of life, kids. It's not just your NBA team. Happens everywhere.
And I'm a little pissed at the Blackhawks, too, because I was just starting to figure out who the guys were on the Wild. And now I don't have to know.
Zach Parise is all good enough for me.
Right, you know, cause you know the big names, and then you sort of know who's playing and when, and then you realize that guy. And next thing you know, now it's why did I bother?
Right.
I shouldn't have bothered.
You know why? Because I heard Kaner, he has a hot stick.
he also had a penalty committed against him last night with a guy who hit him in the head.
Yeah.
And didn't call anything.
Didn't call anything. Because his stick is too hot. They don't call anything when your stick is hot.
Oh, so you have a hot stick
and
hot
then
stick. You're on fire and then no penalties.
Correct.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
You don't need them.
I get it.
Let me tell you something. You're running around with a hot stick.
Mm-hmm.
What more do you want?
That's your
penalties.
You're
be
living.
Damned.
You're living. Can he
you're
take it?
You're living large.
Does he bring it home with him? Does he?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he does. Better than the locker room, but he has a hot stick.
Yeah, and I get home last night, and my wife's angry. She goes, "I hate these Minnesota Wild fans," because you know my wife is during hockey season is a complete meatball. And she's wearing her Hawks stuff, and she's screaming at the TV, and she's got a rally towel that she got from the game because, duh. And I said, "Why do you hate the Wild?" Why do you hate the Wild fans? And she said, "Every time the Hawks have a shot on goal, they're booing. Instead of applauding the save, they're booing that the Hawks even got a shot on goal." And I said, "Honey, no, they're saying Dubnyk." Because the goalie's name is Devin Dubnyk, so they're not booing
and he's
anybody.
He's also hot.
Yeah, they're not. Well, not after that cheapy last night. They're not booing anybody.
But you can't stop that guy.
And she says, "Okay, I get that, but I hate them anyway." And I just left the room. I can't really deal with that.
Time to go out and have a sandwich.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, all right, I'm done
be the
here.
She hates somebody's fans.
Right. I hate these Wild fans.
What?
All right.
What?
Okay.